On November 1st, Destiny editor Ngor Garang was summoned and detained by South Sudan Security Service, or NSS. Just 4 days later, NSS agents entered the Destiny offices and arrested Dengdit Ayok, the author of the opinion piece. Aten Wek Aten is a columnist with the Destiny newspaper and also the acting chairman of the board of directors. Aten said Wednesday that Garang and Ayok were unharmed but could not confirm when they would be released.
The two gentlemen, the editor-in-chief of the Destiny and the deputy editor-in-chief of the Destiny, are being held by the national security. They are within the national security premises, but according to Dr. Dio, the chairman of the board of directors of the Destiny and Al Masir altogether, has been able to meet them, and they were in a sound health. They are doing nice. There's no problem, but that their release has been a bit delayed, and I don't know why.
The Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS, gathered members of the press Monday to raise concerns about Ayok and Garang's detention with the SPLA and police.
There is a gap on the part of the government in terms of prioritizing passage of the media laws, and I think this should be the focus.
Dr. Hakim Moyi is the executive secretary of AMDIS.
If the security cannot provide us with the laws that they use to detain journalists, then the government should really be held accountable.
A media law is still working its way through parliament, and it is not clear when or if it will become a law. Catholic Radio Network reporter David Lukani said after the meeting that even if the law is passed, there is no guarantee that will actually be enforced and provide protection for journalists.
Passing the laws, that's another thing, but making these laws for all the security organs and the media personnel to understand them, to be aware of them, that's also another challenge. We cannot say if the laws are passed and then we go down saying, oh, well, we are now having freedom. Yes, we may have it, but it's still, there is going to be a long process.
Brigadier General Malak Ayun Ajok is the head of the communication for the SPLA. He told journalists that media and state security sometimes bring different interests to the argument.
Then the issue is a conflict of interest between media and security, whereby the media, they want to publish, they want to announce, they want to write about everything, regardless of the harm associated with whatever you are publishing. Security will say, no, we need to wait, we need to see, we need to do analysis so that we know the risk, we know the reaction of the public, we know what we can do if the reaction is negative. And finally, to this issue of that you are allowed to do whatever you want to do, but within the law. You have to be abide with the law.
President Kiir was asked about the arrest of the journalist at a press conference last week.
Yes, I know there is freedom of media. I did not order for the arrest of the gentleman who wrote against me in the media. I have not been in a free country before. Whether you know the freedom of the media gives rights to citizens to insult personalities of the people, I don't know. So I need also to be educated.
The Destiny journalists are not the first to be arrested by Salva Kiir's government. The editor of the Citizen newspaper was detained for a few hours by security operatives for unknown reasons just days before independence in July. Last year, the Juba Post newspaper was temporarily closed for publishing what authorities said was harmful to public security when it published rebel leader George Athol's threat to attack Juba town. For VOA News, I am Gumede Ruakarinj, Juba.